From the Farm Credit Studios, this is On the Farm Radio. Rural and agricultural news coming up next. Today's program is made possible by Farm Credit, a nationwide financial cooperative serving agriculture and rural America since 1916. Farm Credit provides loans for farms, homes, land, and agribusiness, coverage in every county in all 50 states. It also includes an educational component called Farm Credit Knowledge Center. Information at farmcredit.com. Equal housing lender, NMLS number 456965.
You're listening to On the Farm Radio with Jeff Ishii.
The Junior Dairy Leader Program at Cornell University is intended to reach young people between the ages of 16 and 19, those young people who have an interest in exploring careers in the dairy industry. That's according to Dr. Tom Overton, Chair, Department of Animal Science at Cornell.
That's been a tremendous recruiting tool for us. Again, really exposes young people to what the career opportunities are, you know, if they go, you know, to go into agriculture, to go into dairy, to go, you know, to go to college and further your education and things like that, and the opportunities that maybe hold them when they're done.
And Overton says the enrollment trend is positive.
One of the things that we've seen this year, we've got a very strong class of potential incoming first-year students, probably our largest kind of dairy and ag-focused class we've had in a number of years.
Dr. Tom Overton, Chair, Department of Animal Science at Cornell University, and our thanks to John Clark with FeedWorks USA for his assistance in this report.
Spring and summer are prime time for ticks that can spread Lyme disease and other infections. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention would like to remind you to wear bug repellent when outdoors, shower as soon as possible after coming indoors, and check your whole body for ticks every day. If you've been bitten by a tick and develop fever, rash, or fatigue, seek medical care. To learn more, visit www.cdc.gov/Lyme.
Farmers, take time for safety. Look out for power lines before exiting the cab. When loading and transporting machinery, and when raising or unfolding equipment arms and extensions, use caution when handling irrigation pipe. Keep equipment at least 10 feet from power lines and use a spotter when near power lines or electrical equipment. We thank farmers for all they do. Learn more at safeelectricity.org.
Stay abreast of rural and agricultural news all around our region at onthefarmradio.com. Our pearl of wisdom today, this one came in back in January of 2002 from listener Mavis Wilcox. Mavis says to never judge a day by the weather. Thank you, Mavis, for that pearl of wisdom. You're on the farm, and I'm Ish.